This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:41 on the evening edition with Hezril, Kelvin, and Cam. And joining us for today's market wrap is Nadira Matrang from BFM's news team. So great news for the cycling industry on this one, Nadira. Several U.S. cities are seeing significant growth in bicycle trips and cyclists in 2020. E-New data says this includes Los Angeles and Houston, which are hardly cycling capitals. What's happening there?
Well, fitness tracking app Strava says that the two cities stood out because before the pandemic, only about 1% of their population cycled to work. But in May this year, the total volume of cycling trips in Houston was almost 140% higher compared to last year. And if you look at Los Angeles, the jump was 93%. And there were also increases in cycling activities in both cities back in April, which was when that was the time of the first full month of stay-at-home order and economic shutdowns. Other major cities like New York and Chicago also recorded a steady rise in cycling in the spring and summer. Now, an active transportation planner in Houston told Bloomberg that those who were working from home, they had a chance to discover their bicycles. And also when congestion disappeared overnight, more people felt comfortable enough to explore and to get out there just to get some fresh air while cycling. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control has found that Strava is a reliable indicator of how the population moves. Now, and Strava has recently made its data free of charge for local authorities to help them plan improvements to cycle paths and streets. And they're hoping to enable more people to replace car journeys and choose to cycle, jog or walk instead.
Actually, I do believe, although I don't like him, that Lance Armstrong is actually from Houston. So there is a history of cycling in Houston. But this is a positive development to have come out during the pandemic. So urban planners have said that COVID-19 could shift the culture of cycling as more people are avoiding confined spaces on public transport.
Correct. So Strava says their users, they don't just cycle for exercise and leisure. They're also using the app to cycle to work, school, do errands, healthcare facilities and so on. Even the WHO guidance recommends both cycling and walking as an ideal way to meet physical exercise requirements in lockdown. In fact, city planners are now saying that the renewed interest in cycling could change the public's attitude towards bicycles as a means of transportation. Especially when more people try it for the first time, they might think, hey, this is not bad at all. But again, urban planners believe that there won't be long-term change unless cities take this opportunity to promote active transportation. Now, U.S. cities like Houston and L.A. have their work cut out for them because they'll need to plan about building protected bike lanes and other infrastructure to encourage cycling even after the pandemic ends. Who knows until when? So I guess the question is, how long will this cycle last?
Yeah, so how long indeed? You can tell us, have you been finding alternative ways to work if you've typically used public transport, whether that's cycling or other ways? You can share, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
And because Hezril just seemed to wheel past that part, Nadira, it was very much appreciated. So back home on Bursa, Malaysia, Top Glove Corp was one of the gainers today. What's the update on the counter?
Well, according to The Edge, there are several factors to this, including the rising number of global COVID-19 cases, and also after the company brought forward its dividend ex and payment dates. This is also following Top Glove's announcement that EPF became the company's substantial shareholder by output volume. So at the close today, Top Glove was up 6.6% at RM8.55.
Nadira, thanks so much for that market wrap. That was Nadira Matrang from BFM's news team. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.